And now the next thing I have for you is, this will be good. I want both of you to vote on which one of these four things is the stupidest business move you've heard recently, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let me tell you the stories. There are four of them. Number one was the one that got some publicity last week, which is the Amazon Key. Where you pay Amazon $250, and then they have the right, after you install the equipment as a lock on your door, they have the right to let their delivery person into your home to put the box or package inside your home, then close the door and leave, rather than just leaving it on your front stoop. That's nominee number one, okay?
All right.
Nominee number two is the Happy Fork, a Bluetooth-enabled smart fork that vibrates and lights up when it senses that you are eating too quickly. If you try to take more than one bite every 10 seconds, it will light up and sync via the cloud to their website, which keeps track of whether you're eating too quickly.
Who would buy that?
The founder says, we need to slow down in our eating. You shouldn't be in that much of a rush. This is a guy who doesn't have to take a half hour for lunch like most Americans do in their 9-to-5 job.
You're right.
You take 32 minutes and the boss says, excuse me, Tim, where have you been? And by the way, could you imagine taking the Happy Fork to a restaurant with you?
No.
And your friends get the, hey, Jenkins, idiot, what's with the light-up fork? What's the deal with that? I'm going to lose weight because I'm not going to eat as quickly. Yeah, you're having a burrito and a piece of chocolate cake. I don't think it's the fork.
Right.
That's the factor you need to worry about here. All right, that's option number two.
Okay.
Now, option number three is a pill to make exercise obsolete. There's a story online this week by a reporter named Nicola Twilley, who writes about a drug that works by mimicking the effect of endurance exercise on one particular gene by binding itself to the receptor. The drug reconfigures it in a way that alters the messages the gene sends and boosts the signal to break down and burn fat.
Wow.
Now, I've said this for many, many years. Americans do not want the simplicity of four simple words to lose weight. Eat less, exercise more. Four words is too much for us. We want one. We want two words. Take pill.
Yes.
And
yes,
so this company has developed what they call a pill that will make exercise obsolete. But here's my favorite quote from the story that this woman, Nicola Twilley, wrote. She didn't invent it. She called up Tim Wilson, who designed this drug, and asked, will you take this pill? And he said, oh, no, absolutely not.
What happens if you overdose on this pill? You'd waste away to nothing.
Twilley says she also called up other researchers and found that none of them had ever taken any exercise pill in any form because they know eat less, exercise more is the only way to make it work. So that's number three. And then dumb business move number four. Southwest Airlines has finalized an agreement with Warner Music Nashville that will expand the airline's series of pop-up in-air concerts. Southwest has been hosting, and I fly Southwest several times a year. I've never seen this, but I heard about it. Southwest has been hosting in-air shows since 2011. Billboard magazine says the series has grown in popularity over the last 6 years as Southwest passengers hope that their flight will be one of the lucky ones to feature a sure-to-go-viral performance.
But who I...
I'm telling you again. I'm telling you again as a person
that's
who
my
flies
reaction
quite a bit. What if I don't like your music? And by the way, what if I'm trying to sleep on the plane? If I'm flying from here to L.A. or Vegas or Seattle or Cancun.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rick Springfield. Let's go, Jesse's Girl. Oh, my Lord, Rick Springfield, sit down.
No, this is
I love Max's.
This is going to be current Warner Music Nashville. So I'm guessing current country bands that aren't really well known. You're not going to see Dierks Bentley on that plane. You're going to hear people who you never heard. So those are your four choices. Recapping again, Amazon Key, the Happy Fork, the pill that makes exercise obsolete, or Southwest's pop-up in-air concerts. Tim, what do you think?
Okay. here's how I look at it. The Southwest Airlines thing, some people might like that, and you can always, you know, you can always put earplugs in, or you can have noise reduction headphones.
You know what it's going to do? That's going to sell a lot of Bose Quiet Comfort headphones.
Right, right. Okay, the Amazon key, I saw it was about 50-50. There were some people that thought that was a good idea, you know, as long as they can keep track of that.
I don't want to give anybody access to my house.
I don't either, but there were some other people that thought it was better than having people walk, you know, just sleep. You know, what I would do, have it delivered at where you work or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But there were some people thought it was a good idea. Everybody's looking for a quick thing like a pill to fix it. So I think the dumbest one was the Happy Fork.
The $60 smart fork.
The smart fork.
It's called the Happy Fork. You were right.
Okay.
But they call it, the company calls it a smart fork because it's smarter than your mouth.
Yeah, I think that is probably, to me, that is the dumbest thing for an adult because, like you said, it doesn't, you know, it's letting me know I'm eating too fast, or it doesn't let you know you're eating too much or the wrong kind, you know. So, but other people, everybody's always looking for a pill to help them. So, that's number two was, that's my vote.
Okay.
I have to agree with Tim. I think that the weight loss pill, the diet pill, you're always going to have a new one of those every 5 years. Nobody will buy this thing. It'll go away. So, that's sort of a moot point. I think the Amazon key, there are some other uses for it. You can put it on your garage and then have people leave your package in the garage. So I think that's kind of a good idea. The music artists on planes, it's annoying, but Tim is right. Some people will probably like it. Nobody is going to voluntarily use the Happy Fork. A court of law is going to have to sentence you to use of the Happy Fork.
You're right. That's your punishment for a misdemeanor.
I agree with you. And I will also add the one that I left out here.
Uh-oh.
Choice number five, which probably goes right along with that. The people who make instant ramen, Nissin, a Japanese company. And if you've never eaten ramen, you've never had a minimum wage job where you barely made the rent or the mortgage.
Wait, ramen or ramen?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Ramen noodles, right?
Ramen
okay,
noodles.
All right, there. I thought ramen it was something different.
Ramen is what rich people call it, but we all know it's ramen.
When I ate it in college, it was ramen. You'd go to the store and you'd get like 10 of them for a dollar.
It was cheap and salty.
Yeah, they weren't exactly. Nissin, the ramen company, has released a $130 noise-canceling fork that is meant to mask the sound of noodle slurping.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that may sound like an idiotic idea because who cares about that? You're in your college dorm, and if your friends don't like it, tough. They can go get stoned somewhere else. But if you go to Japan, these ramen shops are everywhere, and they are packed with people at lunchtime. And if you walk into one, all you hear is from every single person in there. Now, they can't mind it that much because they keep going back.
It's their culture.
Again, $130 to cut that out with noise canceling. Buy some Bose Quiet Comfort headphones, and now you can not only go on a Southwest Airlines flight, you can have ramen.
Imagine if the ramen shops had the smart fork. Everybody would be slurping so slowly.
There you can combine them.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, Max, there you got it. You take the two worst ideas and you just made something out of it.
Very, very good.